They made an offer to Alex Bregman early in the offseason and said, here it is. And his camp kept going back saying, that's not our market. Our market's higher than that. And it made Alex a little bit mad, and they would not move. So then the Red Sox were like, okay, well, take it or leave it, and they will not budge. Then Bregman's camp with Boris goes back to him and says, hey, we have a higher offer, and we're going to probably take it. And the Red Sox were like, we don't believe you. If you can do it, do it. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to sign. We're not telling you the number. We're going to sign with a different team. And that's when the Red Sox went to this 5-165. But Bregman was already, one, mad, and two, had a higher offer. And the more they tried to stretch it out, the longer and farther down the road the deferrals got. So Bregman's like, I'm getting more money in a shorter amount of time. I'm going to the Cubs.
What does he owe the Red Sox?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. But the Red Sox literally would not move and would not budge and really wouldn't negotiate until it was almost, well, it wasn't almost too late. It was too late.
AJ Pierzynski. Foul territory. I get his confused with the Rosenthal podcast. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, he's on there.
But whatever
he's
it is.
He's chopping it up.
Now, I do find it amusing to just think about AJ Pierzynski, like.
Yeah, well-liked.
In the Scoops community.
Yeah, get in there.
Look, you're very prominent in the Scoops community, Keith.
Yeah, I am.
AJ Pierzynski, people hated AJ Pierzynski.
Yeah.
And so, on the one hand, I think it's kind of comical to just take him at face value on what he's hearing. On the other, my God, does that sound on brand, and does that sound a lot like the Boston Red Sox, which makes it very believable
it
to me.
It sounds a little too real.
So I have a hard time getting past the Pierzynski part just because he's such an a-hole.
Yep.
But
think about all the people he knows. I mean, he played in the majors for like 20 years. He's been in broadcasting or TV since.
If you're asking me what do I think, I think it's true. It sounds like the Red Sox.
I agree.
You know, it's just I'd point out that Pierzynski element.
Like, how about them, though? How about let's take it on face value, right? Let's say he's telling the truth on this. Like, the Red Sox just thinking that they can negotiate this way and they're going to get their guy is insane. Like, what?
So let's not just say
what's
the Red
recent
Sox.
Track record on that. How has it gone for you when you like think you're going to get a guy? Have you ever gotten any of them?
Depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Let's not just say the Red Sox. Who are we talking about?
I mean, talk about taking all the goodwill built up from last season, the playoff appearance, the Roman Anthony season and extension, the Garrett Crochet season and extension. There was like a lot of hype, and that's the other reason why this hurts so much for Red Sox fans, is because you sort of teased us a bit with where the team could be, where it was going. It wasn't like another last place finish, and then we're all just kind of miserable and mad and whatever. It's like, oh, the team actually could be good. Oh, the team's actually kind of close to competing. The freaking Blue Jays were in the World Series. You're that far away from the Blue Jays?
No.
No?
I mean, they weren't.
It feels like it. They haven't signed a free agent. That's correct. They've not signed a free agent, and they're not going to if this is how they go about negotiating. And this is a guy that, as far as I'm concerned, wanted to be on the Red Sox. He chose the Red Sox last year out of all the options. He was a free agent a year ago. He knows what it like. He loves the guys on the team. He loves the manager. The fans love him. Like, I thought it would be an easy, like, they should be a contender. Like, all those things are there. You got to pay them. You got to pay them. And they're like, oh, yeah, we were going to. Were you? This century? Or are you going to pay him 13, 14 years from now like he's Bobby Bonilla?
So this, to me, feels like a real combo of Breslow and Henry. When you lose out on a free agent and you don't offer the most money and there are deferrals and, you know, maybe a no-trade clause is more the GM or chief baseball officer than the owner, or maybe not. You know, maybe John Henry wants to be able to get out of any deal whenever he can. That was my stance yesterday. After hearing AJ Pierzynski, like, Bregman and his camp, Boris, come back and say, well, we have other offers. And they go, we don't believe you? And then they're like, good luck, go get something else. And then at the last second, you're trying to scramble and throw money at him. That, to me, sounds more like Breslow. Now,
why would you think he has no other offers?
I mean, it's so dumb, I have no idea.
Last year, we know he had a bunch of offers.
Well, hang on. I don't know. In terms of the full timeline, I don't know. But I know why they were probably feeling that way in the last day or two. I thought a lot of his other options had dried up. I was wrong. Yeah. I didn't think the Cubs were still looming.
Okay.
I was wrong. So maybe eventually they felt that way. But at the beginning of the offseason, there's Dombrowski over here and the Diamondbacks over there.
I just feel like free agency is so
Cubs
wild.
And all these teams. Yeah.
Free agency is so wild. And if you want your guy, you gotta make it worth his while. And then some of the other details that are coming out about, like, the deferred money? Like, what are we doing?
Okay, but that, so the deferred money is not Breslow.
That is Henry.
So that's Henry.
And but what about the no trade clause?
So
that's another one that's been brought up. So, is that a Henry? That I think is more Breslow.
I also think that's more Breslow, but as I just said, I could see John Henry being like, no, make sure there's not a no trade clause because I want to be able to get out of these contracts whenever I can, like I did with Devers.
True.
But my guess is the no trade is more Breslow. The deferrals and the total value on the contract are all John Henry.
Yes.
But the initial, like,
yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, right. You have another offer. That might be Breslow, and that is what's scary. Because to me, they never even got to the Cubs offer. Even if Henry came in and he's like, well, fine, offer him the 160, whatever, and we're kicking the deferrals out for who knows how long, 10, 20, 30 years, and that is significant. Like, I got to wait for my money, and it's going to be less valuable. The dollar's going to be less valuable in a decade or two decades or three, however long they're kicking it out. What'd you say off the air, Keith? Like, I'm not Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
Like, give me my effing money now.
It's ridiculous.
So I think that's...
And it's not like it's $700 million. Like, some of those deals are so wacky. They're a little bit different. Like, Shohei Ohtani, and who knows what he's up to with all that stuff. But this is $175 million. What did they just give Trevor Story a couple years ago? $140? Like, whatever it was, something like that?
It's not that much more money.
It's not.
And it's for a way, I think anyway, a way better player and a more impactful player and a winner. And, yeah, it's not a big difference at all. It's not.
No. Let's see. Contracts worth more than 175.
Total value, right? So yeah. We're not talking AAV. Total value.
Yeah, I can't even count them all. There's so many.
I have to go. It's not even all on the first page.
I can't even. I mean, you got to scroll. Like, there's so many guys that are on this list that make more money than that for the total value. Like, I don't understand it. And what's the fallback, too? Like, where are you going? Like, who are you in that situation to play, like, we're good here? You're going to take it or leave it. Because always ask the question. We ask this question about, like, Steph Diggs and others. Like, who needs who more? This one's not even close.
No, the Red Sox needed Bregman more than he needed
way
them.
More.
And obviously, that's now clear. But I could – so I think the – yeah, you have that offer? Yeah,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
luck with that.
Yeah.
That reeks of Breslow. And that's my guy.
Yeah, but your guy's having a tough offseason.
Breslow has had an issue closing. People are connecting the dots. Kravis had a tweet about this the other day. They're connecting the dots to Joe Ryan and not being able to close. Now, look, Joe Ryan hasn't moved. I mean, Bregman actually left. Joe Ryan hasn't gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But a deal he thought he had and he got preoccupied with and he couldn't close, maybe some of that's Bregman. And I also just think the way Breslow looks at it, and we know last year Breslow wasn't adamant about Bregman in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could see Breslow looking at it and going, well, there's Ketel Marte. And, oh, by the way, there's all these first base options in Alonso and Schwarber. And who else am I missing for, like, third baseman who have signed? There's another big one, I feel like. Or second baseman. Ketel Marte, I said. There's another big one, I feel
oh,
like.
Oh, the Mariners re-signed their guy right away. Was it Naylor?
Was it Akimoto with the Blue Jays?
Oh, Akimoto's one. No, but it is another. Who's the Mariners
Suarez?
Guy that signed with the Mets?
Eugenio Suarez?
No. There was another trade.
With the Mets?
Polanco?
Oh, maybe.
Was that not another one? So anyway, there are a bunch of names like this where I'm sure Breslow looked at it and he's like,
look at all these, look at all these options.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And now the options are all gone and you're mm-hmm. scrambling at the last second and you gotta get John Henry to pony up cash and he doesn't want to do it for two decades, so he's deferring all the money and it's like it's just a big giant mess. And I feel Breslow is more culpable in this today than I did yesterday based on that information from Pierzynski. We didn't let him off the hook yesterday. But I think big, high-level, big money negotiations, that's Henry.
Yeah.
But when you're balking at it and scoffing at a player and being like, good luck, go get that money, I don't believe you have it, that to me sounds more like Breslow. And that for the first time, has me real shaken on my guy.
But then it's also like, all right, you apparently agreed to, what was it, 5 years, 165, and you were all set, and then you start coming in with all these other details. So it's like, well, how willing were you even to spend the 165?
No, they're not. So Henry's,
you were like
Henry's
hoping to be the interest
factor.
Kings again, yeah, yeah, too. Like yeah. You were like into that. We're like, hey, make it where, like, even if we lose out, make it look like we had a great offer and that you know, they'll blame the player. I haven't heard anybody blaming the player.
Nope.
This is not one of those, like, oh, like, he just wanted the money, or like, oh, he gave him his word. You know, he didn't. No, he didn't. That cut from Pierzynski, I don't know who he was talking to, but he was like, what does he owe the Red Sox? He didn't owe him anything.
No.
He played here for a year. Well, most of a year. He was hurt for a good chunk of it, too. And then they were messing around during the negotiations, and then they lose their guy. It's insane.
Text line. I just picture Breslow playing Candy Crush and shopping online instead of calling guys. That sounds right.
Maybe. What a year, though, from the John Henry smoking a cigar Instagram photo. I saw an Instagram photo somebody posted of Bregman right after signing the contract. He and his wife were out for margaritas, and they looked delicious. Oh, I saw a spicy marg.
He was at the Blackhawks game last night.
And the Blackhawks were going crazy for him.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Text line says, I wouldn't pay Bregman that kind of money. I can't even remember a game-winning home run. Forget him. He'll probably break down halfway through the contract. Bregman was pretty disappointing down the stretch. He did hit in the postseason once they got there. He was pretty disappointing down the stretch. I don't think he was 100%. And if that's your issue with him, you don't think he's going to stay healthy, I think that's more fair. I think he was playing through an injury clearly last year, and I think that limited him on the field.
I
would happily pay him that money. That's not a crazy contract at all.
But I'm not going to flip-flop on this. I wasn't a Alex Bregman or bust person this offseason.
No,
but I was like, you need to get players. And Wilson Contreras is fine. But like that's why I was like, Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber. You need one from that bucket, and then you need one from the Bichette, Bregman.
Maybe even Marte.
Yeah, Marte. I put him in that bucket anyway. Like you needed two sticks. And you added one, which is even below the group that I was looking at. And now you don't have a third baseman. You don't have a second baseman. Maybe Meyer plays one of those spots. Unfortunately, the guy is very injury prone, so you don't know how that's going to go for the whole year.
You can't worry about Bregman being injury prone and count on Marcelo Meyer.
And then Meyer, so you know what's funny, too, is like if you're looking ahead, Meyer also factors into shortstop once Story moves on. So right now, like in our projected lineups, I have Meyer at three spots. He can play one. You needed Bregman to you needed Bregman or if they get Bichette, I'll take it, and that changes things a little bit. But man, how they screwed this up is ridiculous.
So I agree with Twitch chat. Alonso was a must have in retrospect. Like
100%.
We were pretty devastated.
Oh,
that
it was
day.
Awful.
We might not have been devastated enough, quite frankly. Maybe. Like we were pretty devastated that day.
That was a bad day.
And
sad day.
That in retrospect was a must have. I don't disagree. Now.
It's a sad day.
Bichette, and this is fantasy land because it's not going to happen, but if you want to go to fantasy land for a moment, Bichette would have me feeling better. I prefer Bregman to Bichette, so even that to me is a downgrade.
Would Bichette take
no
5 years?
Yeah, let's just stop.
165.
No.
Okay. Well, he wants 300, so probably not.
I'm sorry?
He wants $300 million.
Well, so do I, but like at some point, you got to be a little
He
realistic.
Also believes he's still a shortstop.
Okay.
What are you, the Red Sox now? You're like, good luck, Michelle. Oh, you think you have $300 million?
Take it.
Yeah, why don't you go take that?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they're not going to go longer than 5 years, I don't think. Right? When was the last free agent they signed for more than 5 years? Breslau's never signed a free agent for more than 5 years. Now, I don't think he signed a free agent for more than two.
I believe Yoshida was. I mean, counting actual
that
free agents,
Breslau,
not one
though.
Of their own guys. No, I'm saying Yoshida is the last one they did as an organization. Breslau has not.
Breslau signs 1 and 2 year deals.
Well, unless you're counting extensions to, you know, crocheting guys like that.
You're right. No, I'm not talking about that.
For a free agent where you're out there negotiating against the market, they haven't. Breslau hasn't.
No. Like 1-2 year deals. I guess Bregman, they did have to pencil 3 years into their books, but he was here for one and then left. So yeah, I don't think they're getting Bo Bichette. And
no,
it's crazy because
no, me neither.
Like it's one thing to be like, oh, they're not signing, Kyle Tucker. They're not signing that guy. Okay, you can agree or disagree with it, but you sort of see, or that's sort of a line in the sand. But you can't be the team that's like, we're not signing $700 million contracts or $200 million contracts.
This is why
a huge difference.
This is why Alonso. I never thought they were getting Schwarber, and I never thought he was leaving. But Alonso was initially very frustrating because I'm like, we're not talking about Soto or Tucker or, you know, Ohtani.
No.
We're not talking about that level of contract. We're talking about, like, for all intents and purposes, what's a pretty manageable
five
contract.
Five for 155.
Yeah, it's less than Bregman got.
Less than Bregman. And the guy rolls out of bed, socks 50 dingers.
Now, look, I wanted Bregman over him. I wanted both. But if I had to choose, I wanted Bregman over him.
I wanted the polar bear.
That's the same kind of contract. That's ridiculous that they won't even go there. And that is.
And even our guy Bradford was surprised he got that much money. Remember?
Yep, yeah.
He was like, that's too much for him.
Yeah.
I was like, is this?
He's
going to be socking dingers at Fenway Park this year.
It's not even a lot of money. So speaking of Bradford, and we're going to talk to him on Thursday. He's now back. Thursday's at 11:30. He is among, and there's a lot of people saying this, so you know the Red Sox are, not to besmirch his sources.
No, I understand, but at least they're talking about this.
You know people who are talking to the Red Sox front office are now saying, well, the pivot isn't to a bat. The pivot is to another arm. So watch the Red Sox on a big trade.
All they got is arms.
Haven't we been watching them for a big trade for years?
Scooble.
Yeah. They got Crochet in a trade, though. Like, I'm not going to ignore that. That was a massive win.
Reagans, Peralta, maybe Joe Ryan. Like,
call
I mean,
the Royals, get the Pasquatch.
So, again, let's stay in fantasy land.
Yeah, but the issue with Breslow was he forgot to call the Twins about Joe Ryan on the deadline, so that's an issue.
Let's stay in fantasy land.
You have to call him.
Let's stay in fantasy land.
Yeah.
And say they get one of those arms. Leaning in on run prevention. No, but is that?
No, sorry.
I'm not going to be. I'll be happy anytime they add a talented player.
The lineup is still leaves like, a little something to be desired.
How are you going to win games?
Two to one.
I know the idea is run prevention and shutting teams down. Yeah, yeah, but I don't feel good about that plan at all. I want another. If you want to go get Cole Reagans, great. I love Cole Reagans.
Are you going under you the 87.5?
You need some bats. It has to have dropped since Bregman went to the Cubs, right?
Oh, I don't know. I got
to
look that
that
up.
That has to have dropped. But as of today, yeah, I'm taking the under on 87.5, definitely.
Yeah, it feels like you kind of
I'd probably take the under on like 84.5.
84.5?
What did it drop to without Bregman?
I bet 87.5.
Still?
Yeah, but the over is plus money.
Yeah, I'm under. Hammer the under. As of today.
So you don't think they're going to get Scooble?
No. I mean, if they did, I might take the under on 87.5.
All right. Let's see. Maybe it's moved because this is one where you got to do your due diligence because it changes everywhere. Let's see. Yeah, I'll look up the because every book has a slightly different number on this but it does feel like it's high.
I agree with the Twitch chat. The rotation right now is pretty good. You know, it's fine as they put it. And I think in terms of like starting pitcher war, it's them and the Dodgers 1-2, depending on where you look. So I think the rotation right now, you don't need an upgrade. If you do upgrade it, that's great. I'm always taking upgrades. But at some point, you have to address the lineup.
No, I know. And I like the rotation. Do you think Brian Baio is going to be as good as he was last year?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you think Sonny Gray at 36 is going to be really good? Or better than Giolito,
So that's the right way to ask it?
Yeah.
I think he could be, but am I like guaranteeing that? No.
I know. And I think Crochet is going to be nasty, but he couldn't have been a whole lot better than he was last year.
This is the point. Like, there's really nowhere for Crochet to go but down, I would expect him to repeat what he did last year.
I mean, they got a chance. I'm intrigued by Tolley and Early. They still have those guys. Maybe Oviedo is better than I thought. So, yeah, I don't think it's like a guarantee, but it is the strength of the team. I'm not arguing with that. I mean, that's clearly what they got. But then you're like, all right, now we're going to add somebody else to that group. All right, so now you're pushing somebody else out, or are they going to the pen?
Right.
And whatever.
And the other piece to it, when you're talking about this pivot, that Brad Foe and others are saying, they're back in on an arm. Watch the Red Sox on a big trade for an arm. Well, that's what they think. But they also thought they were going to get Bregman, and they thought they were going to be in on Alonso, and like they probably think they're in on Bichette, and they thought they were in on Joe Ryan at the trade deadline. How many things do you think you're going to be in on? Or are you just putting it out there just to lie, just to throw everybody off the scent? My fear is it's less that, and it's more Breslow thinks he's going to close on something, and meanwhile, the offseason's going to be over and nothing's going to be left. The musical chairs are, they're all filled up, and you're left standing there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm now worried about. John Henry and Sam Kennedy, and we heard some of it on Saturday with Ken and Curtis, like, they're going to spin and lie and tell you they're in on all this,
you're
and they're going to spend.
You're a liar.
Sorry, Ken.
No, they're super invested. But, they always have been.
But I just, that... That has been going on with the Red Sox for a long time. My bigger fear now is there's another piece to it. And it's Breslow thinks he's going to close, and he thinks he has all these irons in the fire, and he's going to get left holding the bag. And that is my new fear for my guy, and I'm worried about it.
Also, you know, there's always the case or the chance too. So everybody's mad at John Henry, and I get it. And after Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and all those guys left, he was basically bullied into – signing Rafael Devers, and he did. Yep. Now, we know what happened. A couple years later, he trades him away.
Yeah, but temporarily.
But just when you... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, just when you think there's no breaking through to it, I don't know, maybe he does kind of respond to public outcry.
Maybe.
And you're like... I'm not predicting it,
Keith,
but I'm
Keith, he's done it. One thing that's consistent is there's no consistency with Henry.
No.
They're like, we are not paying pitchers in their 30s. Sorry, John Lester,
here's
you're out.
$217 million for David Price.
In comes David Price, okay? You just brought it up. We're not paying Mookie Betts that kind of money. They turn around and they get bullied into paying Devers. So is this bad enough where they could get bullied into something?
I don't think yet, but I think like we'll see how the season gets going.
But that's a pathetic existence for us to hope for.
It's tough.
That the Red Sox mismanage their assets so badly that every once and then they throw us a bone because they're like, we can't totally lose the fan base.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That's a pathetic existence.
It is. No, I think what they're going to just bank on is Garrett Crochet, Roman Anthony. Those guys are going to have to win the Cy Young and win the MVP, and that's your chance. Because the rest of the roster does not really
don't
jump out
about
to
the Cy Young part.
Yeah, I do too. Although Scooble's still in the AL as of now.
For now.
They got to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Give Crochet a
you
shot.
You saw the gap between those two on the arbitration numbers?
Oh, the Tigers and
yes.
No, I think he could be gone.
Scooble submitted like 33. I think
he's gone.
If he's not gone, he's not going to be real invested. I don't think.
He gone.
Yeah. Not for that team.
Straight up.
617-779-7937. All your feedback there. We'll get to another coaching rant, if you will, another referee rant from the Celtics.
What the hell happened last night?
It's not as good as the Jaylen Brown one, but you'll hear that later on this hour. Plus, on a Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off all the head coaching candidates.